Good morning and welcome to the Forgotten Word radio program. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we want to talk a little bit about the word and, you know, is the word hid in our hearts to where no one knows it? Or are we actually sharing the gospel of the Lord openly with all those that we meet, which is actually what our commission is? 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 says, "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." Now, what's the Lord saying there? He's making it, again, very clear. So many times we read the word, we read through these chapters, these verses, these books, and we just kind of go through them and we look at them like it's a story. And some of the verses are like stories. But I believe even those that are presented in a story fashion all are words of instruction, whether for good or bad, in that essence, meaning whether it's for the good of the Lord or showing us the bad things that the devil, Satan, is trying to do. Every verse in the Bible, tied together with those around it, are verses of instruction. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 is no different. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost." How does that pertain to us today? You might ask that question. What's that got to do with me? What's that got to do, as they say, with the price of eggs in China? Well, let me just explain to you what that means. I believe the Lord was trying to tell us there. Well, actually, that's poorly put. The Lord wasn't trying to tell us anything. The Lord was telling us. Sometimes we just don't listen. His word is the word. He's right. And we need to just listen to what he says. So what he's saying there is that once we've accepted Christ as our Savior, I've spoke on this before, we have an obligation at that point. We've made a commitment to repent of our sins, to turn from those sins, to sin no more. We will make mistakes, naturally. We are mortal humans. But to sin no more purposefully, that's for sure. And to do the work of the Lord, to follow in God's will, to do the work of the Lord. And if we're going to do the work of the Lord like he's commanded us to do, not just suggested, he commanded us to do. He told us to go forth to all the nations. And that's what we have to do. Well, all of the nations, you know, everybody thinks about, well, I'm here in America. What can I do in Africa? What can I do in Asia? What can I do in Europe? What can I do in South America or Canada, Mexico? Well, you know, what can I do? Well, all of the nations includes this one, the one you live in, whether those listening now are American, Canadian, Mexican, wherever, China, Europe, Africa. This message goes all over the world via the internet, and it goes to on the actual radio on part of the East Coast of the United States. But it goes all over the world via the internet. So many people in many nations can hear this message. And what you have to understand is that the word that is now hidden in your heart, that's become part of your life, has to be shared. It should be shared every day. In every moment, every time you get a chance, you should be sharing the word and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Father. And that's what we have to do. Because think about what the cost is. What's the cost if we don't share the word? And today, so many preachers are preaching that to go out and tell everybody how great our church is. We're going to get a new building. Go tell everybody about our new building. I don't care about your new building. I could care less about your new building. And I mean that. And for all those that write to me and tell me you're just jealous, I'm not jealous of anybody's building. I'm not jealous of anybody ever. I can't tell you how many people have said you're jealous because you don't have a fancy jet plane. I guarantee you, you're so wrong. I don't fly. I absolutely hate flying. I don't fly. I drive. I'll take the train. Prefer to drive if it's something I can drive to. I don't fly. I wish I did sometimes because I'd love to visit the Holy Land, but I don't fly. So I'm not jealous of anybody's airplanes or big fancy houses and their Mercedes Benzes and Rolls Royces and their diamond rings and their Rolex watches. I don't need any of that. I need none of that. So they're telling everybody, you know, to spread their word, not the Lord's word. Well, our obligation from a directive from God, Jesus himself, made it very plain. We have to share the word with every moment that we have. Because as I started to say, what's the cost if we don't? What's the cost where every time you go by someone and stop and chat for a second and you talk about, you know, the weather or the, you know, your favorite baseball team or football team or you know, the picnic that's coming up or the ice cream social that's coming up or have you seen the price of gas lately? All these kinds of things. You might talk for 10 or 15, 20 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, but, you know, time is spent discussing things with this individual, but never the Lord. And there's always a way. There's always a way. Listen to me. Listen. There's always a way to interject the Lord into your discussions. I try to do it every day. Well, I do it every day. I try to do it with every conversation, and sometimes I fail. I'm human. You're human. You're going to make those mistakes. But the more we concentrate on sharing the gospel in all of our discussions with people in some way, shape, or form, the easier it becomes, the more natural it becomes. It becomes a way of life for us. And that's what we have to do. People, for any of you out there listening that have any age on you at all, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, whatever, look back. How long ago does it honestly, truly, honestly seem that you were 10, 12, 15 years old, having a blast in junior high or grade school or high school? And now all of a sudden you can look back. I know myself, I can look back and go, I've been out of school for over 40 years. Where did time go? My gosh, it's so hard to grasp that 40 some years has passed since I was in high school. I can't go back and get that time, people. It goes by so quickly. And that's what's happening. Time's going by every day, and we're not spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ like we're supposed to. We, all of us, are a very, very selfish people. We're so inclined to satisfy ourselves in so many aspects of our life that we absolutely get distracted from what God has laid on us to do. It should be a natural part of your life, and instead, it's a part of your life that you very seldom ever experience. You might experience it on Sunday mornings, talking with fellow Christians, and that's a good thing to fellowship with other Christians. But you can't preach to the choir all day. You can't only preach to the choir. Lost souls, human beings, picture this in your mind, folks. Human beings with a soul are walking around all over this planet. In your neighborhoods, in your grocery stores, in your drug stores, in your gas stations, in your schools, in your workplaces. They're walking around with a lost soul that if they die without getting the opportunity to accept Christ because we didn't give it to them, they're going to hell. We have got to give the gospel to everyone. We have got to learn to quit being so selfish. Quit being like the big evangelists are telling us, the mega church people and the prosperity gospel people. It's not all about the money. Don't show me the money, show me the souls that are crying out. The souls that are hurting so badly that when they walk in and you see them somewhere, they look so sad because there's no joy in their life. Let me tell you something. Joy just doesn't mean having everything that you want. It just doesn't mean having a party all the time. It just doesn't mean cheering on your favorite sports team. It means the joy of the Lord living in you, working, spreading the gospel, sharing the gospel with people is a joy. It's a joy we should all be experiencing more and more and more and more. But are we? Of course not. Why aren't we? Because we're selfish. We're too bashful. Well, I didn't think of it at the time. That's because it's not part of your lifestyle. You need to make the Lord and His Word a every day, every breathing moment part of your life to where it becomes natural. You become basically in union with what the Lord's telling you. It's like holding His hand while you're walking down the street. Wouldn't be too bashful to share then. If you had Jesus walking with you, you wouldn't be too bashful to tell, hey, let me introduce you to Jesus. You know Jesus, my friend? You wouldn't be bashful then. But He's not there holding your hand to help you, so you think He's not there. But He is there. He's holding your hand already. You just don't realize it. He's there watching every time you don't take the opportunity to share His word with a lost soul. He's watching you. And He's watching me. And I have to get better at it myself. Guarantee you. We all do. And that's why I want to take time today to tell you, don't hide the word of the Lord in your heart so deeply that you don't share it with anyone. Because if the gospel is hidden, it's also hidden to the lost. They can't see it. They can't hear it. They can't experience it. They can't live it. We have to share. We have to become God's people like He intended us to be. And quit being so selfish and self-centered. And concentrating on ourselves so much that we don't share the Lord with anybody anymore. I love you people. The Lord loves you people. But we have to be better for Him, not for us. Let us concentrate on that. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3. Listen, I'm out of time. I hope you learned something. I hope it meant something to you. I hope you grow from this. Join us again tomorrow, 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., or on the internet anytime, www.forgottenword.org. God bless you. Talk to you tomorrow.